The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up your
ass.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
On the most sensational, entertaining, old mirth, debating, old perk and whimsical.
This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show.
We're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show. For October 19th, 2010, I am your host, Gentle Silverwing, and I need to turn up the volume just a minute here. Recording noises, recording, bring that up just a little bit. Testing, one. Okay, I think that's a little better. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of always, the baker of cookies, the tailor, fine armors, and world, reason having to mature on his warning at the top of the show, Elkin Jenna.
Hail and greetings. You stumbled on that one.
I almost stumbled on that one, yeah. Well, I'm a little tired. Got a lot of work today. As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop onto our in-game chat channel, guk.ogr, which is up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethro's parodies, Alcogena's videos, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org.
Org.
So how are we doing today, Elkin?
Doing okay.
Oh, yeah? Just okay?
Yeah. What? What do you want me to do? Fantastic? I mean, I'm not doing bad.
She's doing fucking great! Ah!
I'm doing okay.
Doing okay. Enjoying the nights. Wait a minute. Nights of the Dead.
Don't let the dead get you.
Why not? Could be fun.
I like that catchphrase for this year. Don't let the dead get you.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
She likes it.
I like it.
She's all about it.
Yep.
Know what you need to do? And I invite anyone to do so if you'd like to. You can come on over to Jethel's Sky Skiff.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's South Kinos, in between the two manors on Bale Court. That's right across from the Mage Tower. I left the theater alone, but I upgraded the house.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
I redid the house, and I'm actually almost done decorating it. Room right here, and upstairs is the bedroom. That bedroom's done. Dining room's done. I'm still working on the kitchen, though.
Sorry, I'm watching. I know we've got a recording, but Scream.
So you're watching. On Spike?
Yeah.
On the Spike Network, the Scream Awards.
They had them Saturday, but they're showing the cut down version, 90 minutes of 4 hours, I guess.
Yeah, I know you want to see the Michael J. Fox and
I just did.
Oh, they just had it?
Yeah, he looks really, really good, but you could tell that he's like putting 110% of his effort into being there. Yes.
He did like a double dose of his medication just before going on stage.
I guess so. I don't know, but you could tell it's real a strain on him. But yeah. He was looking really good, too.
Well, good.
You know. My heart goes out to that guy.
Yeah.
Really, really does.
No, but...
And you know what's really...
Go ahead.
Well, you know, stem cell research would go a long ways to cure and help people like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I agree.
It's just like, you know... Do it, guys, do it. But no, of course not.
Yep.
Anyway.
Well, what's wrong? We can't do stem cell research.
Oh, fuck.
You know what would really get, you know, people to light their ass under a lot of problems? You know, light a fire under some asses? If the Pope and the President of the United States both had Parkinson's and AIDS... Oh, we would have a cure within 24 hours.
Probably. I know.
What? Who signed that bill about stem cell? Fuck it! Tear it up!
I love the commercials that they were doing with Michael J. Fox driving the DeLorean.
Well, that's a reproduction of the original trailer to Back to the Future.
Oh, of course. But it was still pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That it is.
So, have you done all the Knights of the Dead stuff?
I don't think I've done all of it. You know, like, I haven't gone out to that farm in Antonica and done the Pumpkin King. I haven't done him.
Yeah, because it takes, a raid group, or we mentor down to a lower level.
Yeah.
And do them. I did him long ago. I mean, you can always do the quests up to him and then just keep your eyeballs peeled. You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I haven't done him, but, yeah, the normal quests. I haven't done the trick-or-treating. There is a new mask this year, isn't there?
There's two.
Oh, there are two new ones. What are they?
Mm-hmm. Well, one's a glowing skull, I believe. Glowing now you ask skull. Me these things, and I don't have stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hang on. De-de-de-de-de.
This is the type.
I haven't done it because my God.
Yeah, 3 years in a row is. I need something new.
Oh, Moonlight Enchantment start tonight.
Yep, tonight at midnight.
Yep. There's new tiles.
Yes.
There's four new tiles being added to the merchants. One's a wispy grass square. That's in dark light wood. One's a snowy square in Antonica.
Oh, that's good.
A hay square in Enchanted Lands. And a cobblestone square in Nyctula's Forest. I might check those out.
I did not know about the hay one. I mean...
Yeah, I don't know what it looks like. Let's see, hay square. Hang on a second.
It's a haystack.
It's a hay square.
Hay square, okay.
It looks like smooshed hair. Here, let me bring it into game. I'm going to put it in the OGR channel.
All right.
I will say one thing about Zazam Network. Oops.
Yeah, you like those links, huh?
Yeah, okay. Scratch that one. That was a miss... Miscopy.
Nope.
Try that. See, did that work?
No,
did.
I've always loved Zam's EverQuest 2 site.
See, it's sort of a blonde square.
Yep.
Zip-de-doo-da. Let's see what the wispy grass looks like. And you might like this one.
Hmm?
It sort of looks like the patch of the knoll grass.
All right, let's see.
Except it's flat. Hang on. There we go. Try that one.
We'll try that one.
Okay, I'll get the snowy square up.
And it's flat.
It's flat.
I like
that one.
I like it.
I do like that one. And that one can be found, you know, where did I see it? Darklight Woods.
All right.
Okay, somebody wants to see the snowy square, so hang on a second. It's white.
Oh, Domino just linked it.
Thanks, Domino. You're quicker on the copy paste and stuff.
I can't quite see it in the...
It's white.
Yeah,
it's white.
I'm sure it has some sort of texture to it.
Zam shows it has a little pebbly texture to it.
Mm-hmm.
Here, let me get a bigger shot of it. Yeah, there's a slight pebbly texture on it, like the snow that you'd find, the snow ground you'd find in Everfrost.
Yeah, in the dressing room type thing there, can't quite see it. It's just pure white that I can see.
Yeah, the little bumpy things are not...
Yeah, I'm sure with different lighting, it would look better.
Okay, for the trick-or-treating, and I'm getting there, unless Domino's quicker than me.
Well, it is her job, you know.
There's two new ones. There's the Infernal Skeleton Mask and the Sinister Scarecrow Mask. And neither one of them were one of these that, wow, I gotta have that. Here. I'm having to lean back and do stuff. There's that one.
Leaning back in your newly repaired chair.
Yeah, I don't have the wheel falling off anymore, which is really nice.
Let's see, Infernal Skeleton. I probably have seen that.
It's just not something I really are going goo-goo for.
Let's see that Scarecrow.
Yeah, it's not nothing I would wear. And I have one of the scarecrow type masks from doing the Pumpkin King one a long time ago. But it's not quite like that, but it's that same head. And I have a skull mask, but it doesn't glow like that. I think mine glows red or something, but it's like, you know, just something more to put in my bank. So I'm bypassing. I'm really trying to cut down on my stuff.
Yeah, I can understand that.
You know?
So, yeah. I mean, I've been going through and doing the Knights of the Dead stuff.
I think I went through once on everything. I went through the new... I went through the... everything's repeatable, per se. The Haunted House is repeatable in North Kinos and... Is it West Freeport?
I think so.
Yeah. And then House in Loping Plains,
I went through that like 5 times yesterday.
Why? You want the sarcophagus?
For the sealed sarcophagus. You can't make those.
Did you find out if you could stack those?
Yes, and they stack perfectly, actually. One right on top of the other, and the little corners that curl up don't interfere. So you can stack, you know, bottom to lid. They stack really well.
For what reason?
A lot of people make stairs out of such items.
Okay.
Stairs, platforms, you know, that kind of thing. I do want to say this, and I'm going to, you know, now that I know that Domino is listening to us right now, let's throw this out there.
Run, Domino, quick.
Stairs. We have the Kara steps, and they're good, but, you know, they don't look housey, you know? They look like they belong outside. Of course, you can always manufacture your own stairs using, let's say, the sealed sarcophagus. But maybe some, you know, nicer-looking stairs would be very nice. Just putting it out there. Considering that I used 2 dozen Kara stairs for the new design in my house. I went stair crazy. But I made very good use of those Kara steps.
You want everything.
I do. I'm just giving recommendations. And I love decorating my house.
I still have a few more days to wait before I can move into the 7-year reward one.
When is that coming out?
I'm supposed to know these things.
Well, for me, I have...
it would be the same for me, too.
Well, right now I have 6 years, 11 months, and 7 days. So I have, 23 more days?
So this time next month you will be in your Mistmore, what is it called?
Thing.
I'm going to do a slash house. I'm going to leave my house and go check out the Mistmore house. I'm going to put a little echo on myself there. The Mistmore house. So, doing Knights of the Dead stuff, anything, I don't know, I think one of the things I was sort of disappointed with this year, and you know, this is not going to become, you know, the Jethel Silverwing bitch fest. It's not going to become that, but the Loping Plains Haunted House, now that we can get to level 90, it's a little easy.
So, you're bitching that holiday event thing is easy compared to before when it was harder?
Honestly, I would like something new. But I understand, you know, it's a seasonal thing. It's only going to be up for a few weeks. They don't want to put a whole lot of time and effort into it because it's already been done. There you go. It's already implemented. Boom, turn it on at the right time. I understand that. And a few new items, of course. A whole mess load of items to craft, actually, which is very nice.
Those were excellent.
Yeah, it's very...
Again, something I haven't done, but I have...
You know what,
turned
though?
...in all my old candy to candy corn. So I have it all in one stack or two now.
And aren't you glad I told you about that? Because you missed it completely.
Yeah. As I have, like, 2 stacks, you know, of candy that I've gathered up and put away in case I do want to craft any of these. And I do have all the recipes.
And that's an excellent tip for anyone during any holiday event. For any holiday event that comes up where you have to craft using items specific to the event, stock up. Because you can make them year-round. Except for the mirrors, of course. The mirror recipe is only good for 10. Thank you, Erison, for reminding me of that. But the other recipes... I was wondering why that recipe wasn't in my book when I went to go make a couple new wispy mirrors. But, okay. But other things, you know, like for the Frostfell season and stuff like that, if you have to go harvest specific items, you know, like Frostfell comes around, poof, you got the presents you have to go harvest. Store them up. I mean,
you know, I did from last year. This time I didn't dump them all. I know you did.
I'm telling people. I'm telling people to. You know, because I've heard several times. You know, I want to get ready for the Knights of the Dead celebration to make a haunted house. Oh my God, this stuff is so expensive on the broker. You should have stocked up.
Well, that's for people like us who have. We turn around and make the stuff and put on the broker and make a coin or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, we can do that. But, you know, you go around and say, da-da-da-da, you know, candy for Halloween event. Oh, my God, it's 10 platypies! Yeah. or whatever, you know, just stock up. You can make the... they did change the Halloween stuff last year, right? I mean, the Frostfell stuff, so you can make it outside of the instance?
No.
Oh, you have to do it inside the instance.
Yes.
Still? Well, I thought they changed that last year.
No.
But still, stock up. But yeah, this Night of the Dead stuff can be made year round, as long as you have the candy to do it. So I'm going to go ahead and go into the Mistmore house here.
And then this year, the new item is the Grave Grabber candy dish.
The Grave Robber?
Grave Robber.
No. Grave Grabber.
But you still want to say Grave Robber, don't you?
No.
I do.
Well, that's you.
Okay.
But so. I've noticed that you get a piece of candy from it, I think about once per day. I'm not sure. But
and it does different
you ate one and bats attacked you. I ate one and it turned me into a skeleton female warrior Iskar.
Oh.
Yeah.
And when bats attacked me, it also made me 15% bigger.
Mm.
But I think I'm also hiding my illusion forms right now.
Oh, yeah, you need to get off.
It probably did change.
Turned you into a vampire or something.
It could have, yeah.
But you're a guy. You like being 10% bigger anyway. Da-boom, boom. You walked right into that one.
Yes. So I'm in the Mistmore house. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And then there's that table.
Oh, the torturous. I think I have one on me. Let me link.
I have one
in.
Too. And I like it. I've only got one. Now I'm trying to be really good and not go overboard. I mean, what am I going to do?
Oops, it would help if
I got so much stuff put back I was going to sell later on the broker. That, I'm just tired of it.
There we go.
Ha! Table. Fine. You beat me to it.
Aha! I'm sure there are a lot of Dark Elves who are really going to love that.
It is. I think it's really good.
Torturous instruments.
I think I still have to run Crema through. Yeah, I got to run Crema through again in order for her to get one.
Hmm.
So I may do that.
Yeah.
But that's about it. I'm not going to run it repeated all the time.
Server merges are happening.
Yeah.
Now, I just got a tell from someone who said, EQ2 is dying. Server merges are the sign of it. And my response to that is, EverQuest 1 has had server merges for years. And guess what? They're still going.
Okay, you want me to play devil's advocate?
Sure.
I've never heard of any server merges on WoW. I'll verify with the boy. Hey, Eric! Has there ever been any server merges on World of Warcraft? Merges, where they take one server and they move the population to another server. He says no.
I don't care. I mean, I don't think we need to go through the WoW versus EverQuest 2 population... popularity thing again.
I told you, I'm just playing devil's advocate, and I'm just saying.
I don't care. You never had to do it. Don't give a shit.
But.
Really
don't.
Know,
they're doing server merges, but I don't know why they should be doing some server splits. I still think AB is overpopulated, but maybe it's decreased. I don't know.
AB is overly populated with people who don't roleplay. I mean, most notably, it was the first server on the list at one point.
Yeah, before, still is.
Before they, redid it and put AB on the bottom.
Yeah.
AB and Luke and Delaire are now on the bottom.
Because they're listing the ones that have the highest population at the bottom.
Pretty much. I don't know. I don't know about this Mistmore house. I mean, it looks good and all, but... I mean, this whole wing, you know when you come up from the catacombs and you come up the staircase and you're in that area? What in the world would you do here?
Wait a minute, let me come over and I'll look.
Okay. I mean, I just don't know what in the world you would do here. I mean, there are doorways that lead to nothing. But you know, this was more of a central hub type of area in the castle where you know it splits off into different areas.
Let me come over and look. I can't remember.
Allegra from the Antonia Bale server is commenting on the WoW forums. Last time she checked, there were some servers who wanted merging because they were getting scarce.
Mm.
So,
but then they implemented the ability to group with people from. Cross servers.
Mm-hmm. The cross server instances were good as far as I'm concerned. That was a good move.
Yeah, to be able to go and do any instance in the game with people from, doesn't matter if they're from the same server or not.
Right. You know, and that's what they did with the battle.
Sorry, hon. Battle I ran by somebody. I'm on a mission.
Yeah, that's what they did with the battlegrounds here in EQ2. And as far as I'm concerned, good move. So.
Yeah, that way, you know, there's always people for the battleground. So, anyway, I'm at the front door. Which way are you? Left, right, or straight?
I don't remember. And there's no map.
Well, when you came in, where did you go? To the left, straight?
I think I'm on the right. Here, I'll just go down.
No, I'll try coming up.
Oh, there you are.
I passed you. Okay, this spot here.
Yeah, because this section here is like when you come up from the catacombs, and it really was just a hub for you to split off to different areas.
This part here is where you first enter the castle.
Yes.
Not from the catacombs. I
thought that's what the staircase was.
No, if you go out these doors here, mm-hmm. normally in Mistmore, you go out to Sloping Plains. I don't know. I was thinking about turning this into my bedroom. Possibly.
Maybe. It's a bit big for that, though, don't you think?
Well, I don't know yet. I have my bed here, you know? I don't know.
I mean, this one room is about the size of Bale Court, you know.
I know, but I could probably do something with it. I don't know. I've got a lot of stuff, and spreading it out is what I need to do. Because if you go into my house now, it's like you're crowded. Everything falls on top of you. But, yeah, I like it because it's roomy. And I have a lot of stuff.
So.
And spreading it out is what I need to do.
Yep.
Speaking of stuff, did you see the new stuff on the station couch?
I haven't had a chance to look. Let me check that out. Market piece. Actually, I probably want to look at the welcome window.
The two things I'm looking at, is they're in the appearance items. One's a Malivant. Malivolent. Mm-hmm. How do you say that?
I don't know. I need to look at it. Let me see here. So
anyway.
Appearance items.
Yeah.
And which sub area here?
Well, this one's...
Armor set, casual clothes, cloaks, cosmetic pets. What are you looking at?
Oh, God. Fun. Oh, hang on a second.
It says right on the top.
Here inside, try the... nope, not there. Try robes.
Robes.
And it says new.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the reason I thought this was kind of cool is it reminds me of a Disney character.
Yes, it reminds me of the witch from Sleeping Beauty.
Yes, it does. I saw somebody on the docks wearing this the other day. I went, oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
they look like the Disney character.
Yeah.
With the little horns.
Now, another section I think they ought to put in here in the marketplace is for you to just new items. And then, boom, you can hit it and here are the new items.
That would be a good sort feature.
That would be.
And then there's a brawler outfit. There's like four different G's. Geese. Yes.
Yeah, those were live last week, actually, but it may have been after our show.
It's still marked new, so
yeah.
I hadn't seen them. There's some pretty nice ones.
Bags, mounts, services.
No. Wonko is in here from the Vagabond Knights. Wonky. He does look pretty wonko.
Wonky.
Okay.
Where is he? I haven't seen him. Is he all wonked out?
Just go straight across. Nope. Straight across. He went up this way. Yeah, he's got this wizard hat on, and then he's got the shoulders with the skulls. He's got a little pet rock that's following him. There he goes.
He is wonko indeed.
And he's got a weird cloak on. Yeah, he looks pretty wonko. I wouldn't trust him.
Especially with the pet rock. That?
I don't know, but it's a wizard... white lizard type cap.
Soot foot pointed mind control. Mind control. It's a mind control prevention cap. It's a tinfoil hat.
So, like, does he talk to the guys on his shoulders?
He must.
I don't know. And blue boots? Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go hide.
Nice. Tinfoil hats. All
yeah,
right.
He's wearing a tinfoil hat.
Oh, Xanadite says, yes, he does talk to the skulls
on his
shoulders.
Oh, he's named them, too. Oh, and he talks to his pet rock. Yeah, definitely somebody I need to run get away from.
Nice. Wonko
he's
says...
He's probably really nice, but...
Yes, Wonko says 75% of the time it works all the time. Okay.
Okay. His shoulder guys on his shoulders are Larry and Bob.
Larry and Bob.
Okay. Now, go check out the mounts. It's kind of a bony subject, but
mounts. Let me take a look here. Market. Mounts. Mounts. Premium mounts. Ooh, undead mounts.
Yes.
Ooh, prowlers. I'm not big on prowlers, though. I'd rather have a horse. But no horses. So, yes, I will state for the record that they need undead horses. Or I want a horse with the you know the flaming red that the evil folks get. I want to be able to get it on the good side.
If you want the flaming horse, then betray to Freeport.
I was just going to say, you know, there is no downside to betraying to Freeport at this point.
I know. I was thinking about that too, about the red hoods.
Mm-hmm.
Hood reds.
Red hoods.
But
yes.
I want to know more about the jackal. The guy who runs it.
Oh, I see.
They tell you a little story that he was a green hood.
Uh-huh.
And his patrol was out, and the camp got attacked by orcs.
Ooh.
And his lady, Fair, God, her name was like, damn. I'd have to go back and read it, but her name is significant. Okay. You catch it else place in game. Anyway, she was taken. The green hoods would not kill the orc. Basically, he came into the camp, grabbed her. They drew their bows and was going to, you know, kill the orc, but he used her as a shield.
Hmm.
So, you know, instead of doing something, they let the orc take her captive. So he gets back and finds this out, and he wants to go after the orc. And they won't let him, because they say it's a trap, you know, and all this stuff. And
right.
Anyway, he eventually broke from them. He went out, and he did find her body. And if they had quit standing around doing nothing, twiddling their thumbs, debating the issues, and going out and just doing something, they probably could have saved her life. But no, you know.
Well, you see, that's not the Ranger way. We're not diplomats. Just show me who to kill. That's
the Red Hood way.
You know what? I think I will. I'm going to betray to Freeport and become one of the Red Hoods. Because, you know, Gentle's whole philosophy, and I said it in Guild during some RP recently, just point me in the direction of where to kill.
There's a little thing that they say, mm-hmm. you know, when you're talking to them.
Yeah.
You may want to take an evil character over there and talk to them first and get the whole story, because I relayed it, Crema relayed it in Guild that one day, but I think everybody was busy or something.
Hmm.
You were role-playing or something. And
yes, heaven forbid that.
I could probably get Crema out and go talk to them again and get you the details. I can do that.
That's all right. I'll check it out.
Well, you can't. Okay, but it's interesting. I guess the orc that killed his lady fair was banished to the common lands, and that's where he went after looking for him. And as he's been traveling around looking for this orc, he's gathered a following. And that's the Red Hoods. And Luke and Delir allows them to be in the city in exchange for their ability to defend the city with their bows. Otherwise, they're really not have any loyalties to Lucan. They're just sort of exchanging services.
I see.
Sort of like, you know, well, you guys can hang out and have a small place to, you know, train as long as, you know, if we need some help, you'll come to our defense.
Okay.
Sort of thing. So, anyway, but that's it. And I can't find anything else, and there isn't really any more quests that involve them. I mean, I know that when you're a Green Hood, there's a whole line of quests with the Green Hoods and all that.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find any line of quests with the Red Hoods. And I'd really want to see some more.
Okay, so where are those Red Hood guys? I'm in Freeport now.
God. Where's the, are they in North Freeport? Give me a second and I will find out for you because I can't remember at the moment. I want to say it's down from the tier 2 guild hall somewhere down in there. I forgot which. So hang on a second. I look stuff up.
Okay, well I'm running past the tier 1 guild hall now.
No. But yeah, I would really like to see some more with the Red Hoods. I mean, I'd hate to just dump the Green Hoods because
right.
They have quite a bit of lore.
Of course, if anyone in the channel can tell us where these Red Hoods are, that'd be great.
I'm looking.
You know, it's almost disconcerting. Running a level 1 character through Freeport, and I'm seeing all these red names.
Yeah, I know.
But, ah! Oh, yeah, wait, I'm on Freeport Faction. Okay, now I'm in West Freeport.
I'm looking
Freeport.
For the, There we go, game update 58. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I mean, there's, And then in South Kinos, around the Mage Tower, is, what are the Cursors? Which is kind of interesting.
Yes, they're now allowing Coercers into Freeport. Bastards.
Well.
Don't get any idea, Mask. I don't care if you betrayed a Kinos or whatever.
You'll never be
South
welcome.
Freeport.
South Freeport. Where the hell am I now? I'm in West.
Yeah, South Freeport is the Red Hoods.
All right, how do I get to South? Let me see here.
I mean, if there's that's all the lore there is, that, you know, they once were Green Hoods and changed to Red Hoods because of this.
Oh, I was in South Freeport. All right, going back. Level 1 character with no run speed enhancement. Chugging along, singing my song.
Oh, now Wonka's in here flirting with me.
Knee him in the nuts. You show him that you deal with enough craziness with me in real life. Okay, gotta find the Red Hoods. Red Hoods, we'll find them. So what recommendations could you give? You know, having our show here, we do have a bit of a voice. And some of the things we have suggested on the show have come to fruition. What would you recommend for next Night of the Dead? Is there something that you'd like to see? Something different, something changed, maybe something completely new? Kithagor's Forest come back.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That would be a really nice Halloween event.
That would be. Well, I know, you know, I like the twist to the haunted house that you go into in the Loping Plains where you're really the killer. Dun dun dun. You know. I don't know. Maybe some sort of quest to visit all the graveyards in Nora.
I mean, for all the more infamous graveyards.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be kind of cool. Well, I mean, the only quest that I can think of offhand that send you to certain graveyards is the ones for like Holly Windstalker. And Crow, is it? His graves, there's a grave in Antonica off on a trail. Is that Crow?
No,
I can't remember who it is. I'm still trying to find these red hoods, whatever the hell they are.
People want a floating spirit plushie, like the one it's been floating in Twin Tears.
That'd be cool. Oh, Mott. Thank you very much, Wonko.
Yes, that's it.
Nebrishi says grave robbing quest. Grave robber.
That would be good.
and then you have to get a little
glass vial.
Yes, as part of the quest, you have to fill up a little vial. Dehydrate comes in a little glass vial.
Yeah, that would be funny.
And the Zydrate gun goes in the Zydrate. And the little glass vial goes into the gun like a battery. Why are all these cats hanging outside of this doorway here?
I don't know. They're all sitting around staring at it. Must be there's some quest or something, but.
You gotta have something to do with Rotongas.
Okay, you gotta go up further.
Further. Okay, I'm going up on the. There are a lot of. A lot of cats up here in South Kados. South Freeport, that is. And what? And how was this guy riding his horse upstairs? That's one hell of a horse.
I don't know. How about something where it's a takeoff on Saw, where you wake up in a place and would you like to play a game?
Hello, dwarf. I want to play a game.
A mad tinkerer. An insane tinkerer that makes you try to get out of his traps.
That would be funny.
That would be funny. And cool. And I can still not find these damn red hoods.
It's up higher. They're like off to the...
Oh, wait.
There's
wait,
the staircase.
I found them. They're actually right before that staircase.
Right.
Overboard,
to the right.
Blah, blah, blah. They're shooting at a gnome named Bullseye. Wow.
Yeah.
I think I have to be a scout class in order for these guys to talk to me.
No.
They're not talking to me.
Talk to them.
Wait. I got him. Name is Shrew.
Yeah.
Shrew will talk to me. Butterfly chasing nature lovers, you bastards. The jackal.
Mm-hmm.
Jackal? Is it jackal? It's jackal. Wasn't jackal the first time?
Yeah, so where's jackal? Do you ever get to meet jackal?
I don't know.
I just don't see any more quests that go with them. It's sort of like betray and become a red hood, and that's it. Doesn't seem very fun. But then, again, at least you'll be able to have your horse with the red, fiery hooves.
Hmm.
And because they've got the appearance mounts in, you could have whatever else mount you want, and you could have that as your appearance item.
But I don't need it. You know why? Because as of this week,
just put the horse in the appearance item, then.
Jethel's run speed is 93.5!
And when he runs down the road, there's this big old cloud of smoke coming off his ass.
Yep.
You got to grease those wood elf buns, hon. You're going to catch fire.
So you're saying that I need a...
So I guess if you eat beans and you fart and you're running, you really go take off like a jet?
Oh, for God's sake. You know I
Sorry,
hate...
I could
you know
just
I hate
that.
Fart jokes. I really do. see. Essia has a idea for a veteran reward. Summon Gilbert Gottfried to paralyze mobs laughing. You talk, you can slip by unnoticed. A distraction.
That sounds like a tinkered item.
Gilbert Gottfried distraction.
Holy moly, look at that orc over there! This is Gilbert Gottfried!
Okay, I can't do Gilbert.
You need to go listen to him before you try doing him again.
I can't do Gilbert Gottfried. I've tried.
Oh my God, it's Bill Murray.
Bill Murray in his Ghostbusters outfit?
Yeah, and he's got a smudge on his cheek. I hope that's just makeup. I can't tell.
Hmm.
I mean, the last time we saw him, he got killed because he was a zombie.
Right.
Well, no, he was acting to pretend to be a zombie. And that was in Zombieland. So there you go. You have to kill all these zombies to get out. That would be a good Halloween one.
Sure. Yeah, I'm seriously considering having Jethel do that.
Yep, I'm thinking about it too.
Just for something different. I mean, there's no downside to it now.
No. Because you're still a ranger.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Chatterella has a good point. I think we need to develop some sort of gnomish material to put on our gloves so the frictionless piece of eight doesn't slip out of our grip.
Yes, I would like to have at least once.
Yeah.
Even if it's we've
lost that freaking coin how many times now?
Too many.
Too many times.
I think that's why I don't like running the maze anymore. I'm really saddened to see that get slipped down.
I don't remember the first time I saw it.
Oh my God.
I was too busy looking at the item, the stats on the item, to realize that the text said that it fell. And I'm looking through my inventory. Where the fuck is it? Where the hell did it go? I can't find it.
I
believe I was even in guild a few years ago going, look at this thing! Look at it! And then I scrolled up a little bit. Aw, damn it! Yeah, they got me the first time on that.
Can I become a Red Hood?
You have already chosen
or
your
at destiny. Least let us have it, but not let it be equipable.
Okay, well, yeah, I've talked to Shrew here on my alt, who is not a ranger, so, of course, could not join the Red Hoods. I like the attitude.
Yeah, but what's the name of the girl that he lost?
What? It didn't say.
Yes, it does.
Oh, well, let me look at it again. I don't remember seeing it.
It names his lady.
I'm looking.
I'm going to read that.
I'm looking.
But if you betrayed a Freeport, you'll
Thistle.
Be working for Thistle.
Thistle.
Right. Her name was Thistle.
Underbrush?
And, no. And okay. What was... There was something I've done recently that I ended up with something with the name of Thistle on it.
Oh?
Yeah. And I don't remember what it was off the top of my head. I'll have to go back and look again, but there was something else that I came across that was something Thistle.
Hmm. You know what? Chatterella has a has a good point there. If we do betray to Freeport, if we if we do writs, we'll be doing them for Freeport.
Right.
Fuck them.
Well, you see, for me, it doesn't matter because I am already maxed out with all the houses of Kinos. You know, I have nothing to gain anymore with them.
You have nothing to gain and everything to lose.
So, yeah, I don't remember. There was something I've done recently after I talked to them, and it was something with the name of Thistle on it.
I don't remember now,
but it was. I remembered it. I saw that and I went, I wonder if that has a tie-in to her. And I want to say it was something to do with the Knights of the Dead. I might be wrong.
I have no idea. I don't remember seeing anything with Thistle, so I don't know.
So, but that was interesting. And True Flight's telling me that you lose that faction with Kinos if you betray. So, you know, there's lots of faction items that I'd rather have that are in Freeport. So, I don't know. It's something to think about.
Yeah.
So, did you do the world event yet?
What world event is that?
The one that starts in Peniel.
No.
At the counselor's chambers or whatever. And that's...
No, I started going up there yesterday and got sidetracked by something else.
I thought it was fun. Maybe when I was doing that one, I heard the name of Thistle.
Quite possibly. Let me see, I just wed you to Kara.
We can always, if we betray over, we can always say that we've gone over to help.
We're spying.
We're spying now. Well, you know, when Lucan was missing, Queen Antonica, you know, said we should aid Freeport.
Well, you know, I've always looked at it this way, though. Legion of Kithacor doesn't hold any real strong alliance to either city.
No,
the only reason we are where we are is we don't like Lucan.
Okay, at the Ascended Frontier, I go up and I go to Peniel. Once I get up there, I'll tell you who I talk to.
Okay, I'm on my way there too. I want to do that quest.
I just wish after you did it, the little guys at the beach would still be there for me to go look at. And I also wish that I could still see the turtle out in the ocean. I'm not going to say the name of the turtle, because if you haven't done it, I don't want to spoil it for you. Okay. So what was the motto that they said? Something about we can hunt things down and blah, blah, blah. I like that motto that they had.
I didn't get it, and I switched it.
See, now, that's why I should have went over on Cream, because I would have read it.
Well, fine. Just be that way.
I will.
Okay. I'm going to set up some music. We'll take a break.
We are?
Yeah, why not? It's 8 o'clock.
Well, let me get over here and at least give the name of the guy to come up and see. In the city of Peniel, you want to go to the big building that's got like three sections in it and one in the center that goes all the way back. Halls of the Fellblade go all the way back to the very back chamber to the Peniel Council Chamber. And there you will find Duran or Abazal.
Duran?
Oh. Dartan? D-A-R-T-A-I-N? Or Abazal? And you talk to them, and they start you off. You could talk to either one of them, because it's a duality creature.
Okay.
And it's a fairly, it's you know, it's not an overly long quest, but, you know, you should, there's some reading to it, and you should pay attention to it.
All right. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a little bit of a break here. We're going to be back in about 15 minutes. Jethro Silverwing Show, 19th of October. We'll be back. Okay, and I'm back. Elkman had to go take a little bit longer break than I had planned on. So I'm just going to go ahead and promote this little item here. Whoop, one sec here. Just... There we go. Typing to someone here. Got a little item to promote. Like to be sure that she's in the channel first before I do this. Got to be a little bit of a Night of the Dead promotion going on. Let's see here. On the 23rd, which is Saturday. Let's see here. Channel.
They do these zombie things in real life, too.
What's that?
The zombie... Zombie nightmares.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Well, that's very cool. I like that. Okay, well, on the Saturday, the 23rd, let's see here. The post reads, "Knights of the Dead are upon us. The dead have been waiting for this time of year to rise again, and so they shall. Kiki-Riki on the Antonia Bale server has prayed to Bertoculus for help in causing terror and death in the lands for those who oppose the Overlord. Damn you, Kiki-Riki. But you forgot one thing. Bertoculus is a god and does not take sides. And all of Norrath is now plagued with thousands of undead rising from the grave." Would that be Bertoculus' realm? Rising corpses from the ground, I suppose.
Yeah, I think so.
I suppose. I actually thought, Saren? Saren? I thought she had the undead, but... Okay, maybe Bertoculus, that's fine. Fear, or fear would be involved in that too, I suppose, but... Okay, Bertoculus. So we have a schedule here. Alright. The rules. This is for fun, with nothing to win or lose. It's fine if one side has more people than the other side. More zombies equals higher chance of winning. More defenders, they protect their homelands easier. And if people want to participate repeatedly, go for it. Here's what you do. You get one of the zombie costumes from the Knights of the Dead merchants. Or you can be defending your city. But you can be a zombie. And
yeah, basically this is... basically this is like a zombie walk.
Mm-hmm.
Or they call them zombie mobs or zombie march. Currently, believe it or not, in July 3rd, 2010, Seattle, Washington... annual Red, White, and Dead Zombie Walk reached a Guinness record of 4,200 people.
Wow.
You just show up as a zombie. I believe we lost this title to somebody in Pennsylvania. Some city in Pennsylvania had more zombies than us.
Bastards.
So, I believe what the Raven Mythic's doing is the same sort of principle.
Mm-hmm.
You either show up as a zombie or a defender.
Well, it's not necessarily the Raven Mythic. It just happens to be announced here.
Okay.
But on the 23rd, at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, they're going to start in Kelethan. Going to start in Kelethan. You can come as a zombie or you can come to defend the city. And what you're going to do is role-play duel, which means you basically stand in front of a zombie or stand in front of your defender, whichever side you're going to be on. And you're going to do a random Random 100. Best 2 out of 3. So if you do a random 100, let's say I'm standing in front of Elquin. If we do a random 100, she gets a higher score than I do. She won the round. That's how RP dueling works. So if I'm a zombie and I'm standing in front of Elquin, she gets, you know, 2 out of 3 of the rounds. Boom, I have to retreat. And then, of course, you know, come back later or something like that.
Or do you turn you into a zombie if you lose?
Ooh, yes, defenders could be turned into zombies, I suppose. That would be
that's what I would think.
Yeah, that would be a nice way
I would think that if you go as a defender and you lose to a zombie, you become a zombie.
Aha. Uh-huh. That would be good, I think.
And if you win over a zombie, they have to become a defender. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, so...
become undead, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so they want to do this. Kelethon on the 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. A few hours later, Nariek at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And then New Hollis at 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, they're going to have 2 days of this. This goes on Sunday, too.
Okay, well, I'm just seeing the Saturday.
I know. Hang on. Zombie Day, day two. On day two, that would be Sunday, 24th. Cities to attack in order on that day would be Gorowin at 12 p.m. PST, 1 p.m. MDT, or 2 p.m. CST, or 3 p.m. EST. Kinos at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Or we can just say Eastern Time and they can figure it out.
Whichever. And Freeport, they will start in on that at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard or 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys fill in the other two then. Mm. And if people still want more zombies, they'll do another one at Majul at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 12 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay.
If you want to know more, you can go to raven-mythic.com. I believe that... The person that's putting this on is from the Knights of Freeport.
Yep, Kiki Riki.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her instructions on the forum. I don't know if she's there yet. Kiki, are you in the forum? I don't even know if she's listening. Let's see, who channel all? Well, not all. Who channel one? Let me see if she's in the channel. Yep, she's there. Probably not even listening to the show.
Who knows? And then on the 26th, next Tuesday, the Spider is having their Halloween party.
Hmm. And Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, head on down to the Soulfire Club.
The Soulfire.
I was just given a tour of the their little Halloween decorating. Not really given a tour. I just happen to have friend access. But the Soulfire Club is decorated to the nines. It looks fan freaking tastic. Anyone that knows Neversea and the work that Neversea does in decorating, Neversea did this. And fantastic job. I don't know if Neversea is listening right now, but fantastic job decorating. I was wowed when I walked in. Now, Kiki doesn't know how to... OnlineGamingRadio.com. There we go. That's all right. But, the Soulfire Club on Monday. Tuesday, where were you saying on Tuesday?
The Spider, next Tuesday.
The Incy Wincy Spider, next Tuesday. That's 4 Bale Court, South Kinos, Antonia Bale server. I don't know if they're decorated. I'm sure they will be at some point. Let's see. Oh, and by the way, I got a brand new calendar up at kithacore.org. Again, if you want something added to the calendar, by all means, let me know. You can go to kithacore.org, go to the menu EQ2 Related, and click on the calendar. You're going to come up with a nice new calendar. Everything's all laid out there. I even have the Moonlight Enchantments and Knights of the Dead and the City Festivals all laid out, even for future reference. So tonight, EQ Tuesday, NC Wednesday Spider, The Gentle Show, Intrigue. Intrigue is going on right now. That is 3 Freedom Road, South Freeport, under Intrigue. They're going on right now. This is Sias Hammer's off night. So no Sias Hammer tonight, I believe. Unless I'm completely wrong on that. Okay, Kikiriki is now listening. We just went through the... Neversea is saying that he also designed the Intrigue layout. I haven't been in there since they first opened. I may stop in tonight, I'm not sure. The Soulfire Club, let me bring up the calendar. Of course, you can always go to kithacore.org/calendar, click on the name of the event, and the location will show up. So, Soulfire Club is 7 Integrity Lane under Soulfire, North Freeport. So there. But fantastic layout. There's a Halloween thing there. And this Saturday, remember, Zombie Nightmare.
I won't get to participate. I get to miss it all.
Zombie.
Ah, but you know what? You have something better going on, though. You're going to be in Hollywood with the Grave Robber.
Well, my fellow students from taking the Tudor series at the Tudor Gallery.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be down there at the Tudor Gallery in Hollywood, California. You're going to have a good old time with the other students. With your friend Greg is going down, and Cheddarella from the Antonia Vale server will be there as well, taking you out for tequila and stuff like that.
So if any of you guys are down in the LA area and you want to come, it's only $10.
$10.
$10 to get in. 4 hours of fun. Madness.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you know, this is all to promote his comic book, The Molting.
The Molting.
Terrence Sadunich's independent comic book series that he's doing. He's got his 5th in the series out of a 12-part series that he's doing called Mother's Day.
Hmm.
And you can find the link to themoltingcomic.com on kithacore.org, or you could just go themoltingcomic.org, or let's try this again, themoltingcomic.com, and I'll take it there, and you can check it out. He's got limited edition roach necklaces. There's only 100 available. You can only get them with orders of the molting. They're numbered in boxes, and they have his little TZ signature emblem that he does. You know, the Z within a circle and
his
a T type.
Yeah.
It's really a good comic book series. You really should check this thing out.
I enjoyed it.
I'm going to pick up my Chapter 5 from him personally, so what the hell.
Very nice. So you're going to have fun in Hollywood, and I'm going to go see Paranormal Activity 2, I guess. I'll be here all alone.
Sorry.
That's all right. I need a day alone. After having the last couple of weeks with the boy around, I need a day alone. I have...
us off and take off for the entire day.
What's that?
So you can drop me and Greg off and take off for the rest of the day.
Sure.
So this ought to be interesting.
Yes. I hope you have I know you're going to have a good time. I know you are.
I hope so. I'm still sort of going, No. Be fun hooking up with Chad, though.
Yeah, have a good time. I want you to have a good time. You need to have a good time. You do. You need to get out there and just let loose. Honestly, I think you should have gone for 2 days.
Oh, and do what?
I don't know. Things.
Maybe go over and see the wax museum they got down there. That might have been interesting.
What's that, Matt? Is that Madame Tussauds?
Yes.
Meltdown at Madame Tussauds. I'm going to play that song when we go off the air. Got to find it first. Meltdown.
Anyway. So, we've got Midnight Enchantments coming, what, tonight?
Should be tied at
midnight. New Four Squares. We've got all the Night of the Dead activity going on until, I think, November 8th?
Well, you can go ahead and go to kentucore.org/calendar, and I have it there.
Now, there's another thing coming up on the calendar, too. Is it the Champions or something? Or
I have not put that on our calendar yet, but
you need to. Because it only runs a few days.
Yeah, Knights of the Dead ends on November 8th. Let's see. Let me check out. I know Den Mom has it on her calendar.
And a lot of people were upset last year because they totally missed out on this.
Mm.
So, you know, here's your chance to take part of the, was it Champions or?
Hold on. Come on.
But getting back to the bolting, if you guys have not checked that out, you should. Really, honestly. And if you get all 5 books, you can get this necklace.
Yeah, the Heroes Festival.
You want
Festival.
A cockroach necklace, right?
Yeah, sure. The Heroes Festival is going to be running from Friday, November 19th through Tuesday, the 30th.
Yeah, not very long.
So a couple of weeks. Almost 2 weeks.
Last time it was only a week.
Mm. Well, they extended it this year, apparently. I'll put that on our calendar later. Along with, I think, you know, we have a spot at kithacore.org for the city festivals. The city fairs. Go to kithacore.org/fair. And I think I'm going to put one up for the Moonlight Enchantments, too. Why not?
Yeah, when did we, We got these. I don't know. They look like specks out here. Specters?
Oh, Talaru.
Harold.
Talaru and Urson brought those in. You know, well, we have lore stating that the castle is haunted. So Talaru and Urson went out and did quests that they knew to do and got a bunch of zombies and specters and...
Yeah, I can see there are... Oh, there's Shadow over there. Oh, there's a couple of them around here.
Griswold, Gwilane, Harold.
Cool.
Harold.
Cool.
Irene.
Irene.
Come on, Irene. Irene. Why don't we just call one Bob?
Cool. I'm glad. I'm surprised you usually don't like a lot of pets around.
Well, it fits with the lore. And we can't put them out in the forest. Any moving pet will end up in the castle.
Well, so, that's cool. We have spooky pets in the castle. I've got a hand I could throw in here.
Yeah, I guess. We could do that.
You want one of those hands that run around?
Sure. I mean, it's going to stay in the castle anyway. Why not?
We'll name him Glad.
Glad?
Yeah, Glad Hand.
Oh,
God. The Dumbo.
We'll just call him Job.
Oh,
you know, the hand job, get it?
I like that. We could do that.
Oh, God.
Why not? We'll call him Job.
Job. Nice.
I think so.
So, I welcome Kiki Ricky to our listening audience. Hopefully, she'll be listening every week. Next week, of course, our Halloween edition of the show, in the past, we have concentrated more on the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I think this year we're going to do some Repo.
Yeah. That's another movie. If you have not... I forgot who turned us on to that. It was one of our listeners.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was, but God, I
beg,
love this
borrow,
movie.
Steal, buy it, watch it.
It's even available on Netflix.
And if you can get to a shadow cast, go watch it.
Mm-hmm. So next week is going to be the Jethel Horror Silverwing Shocktober Repo Show, The Genetic Ratanga. We have a big title next week.
That's a good title.
Mm-hmm. I have a banner all made up for it and a post all ready to go for next week. You know what I would love?
A 10-pound jar of jelly beans?
Well, besides that,
what?
I would love to get Terrence on the show for that, but there's no freaking way.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, there's no way. Then again, I'd love to get The Undertaker on here, but that ain't going to freaking happen, is it?
I'm wrote and asked if I could get a soundbite from him. I'll be lucky if that even happens.
Yeah. He's going to be busy. I mean,
he's busy, busy man. Every weekend he's been out to different events all over the country.
I mean, you did tell him we plugged the crap out of his movie, right?
I'm trying to plug the crap out of everything he's got.
Dear Mr. Decenich, we plugged the shit out of your show. Will you please give us a 5-second soundbite?
We'll see. We'll see. He's really a nice guy. And I will say one thing. I was reading about, you know, how people have just seen him at this event back east. Hang on a second. He was just back east, and now he's coming back to LA, and then he's going to go back east again. He was in Worcester?
What? Worcester.
Yeah, Massachusetts at Shock and Rock. Okay. And then, he is, hang on, let me get to his, what he's going to do. Because it's like he was back east to Massachusetts, and then he is going to come back to LA, and then he's got to go back out again.
Mm.
It's like, holy crap, dude.
Nice.
Hang on, I'm scrolling as fast as I can.
All
right. Like, he started out at the beginning of this month at going to Spooky Empire, which was, in Orlando, Florida. So then he flies back to LA. And then he flies out to Massachusetts to Rock Shock. Then he's back in LA. And then he's going back out to midnight screening of Repo on October 29th in Massachusetts, Northampton. So it's like, you know, he's got to have jet lag by now.
Well, probably.
But I was reading at one of these, a person went to see him, the thing that got me is they said that they were running a temperature of 104 and they were trying not to look sick.
Ooh.
You know, if you're sick, don't be around people you care about. If you care about any celebrity whatsoever, don't infect them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I think the person was really young and what probably wasn't thinking, but, you know, that's not cool. Don't want to infect people like that. I mean, it's just not right.
Oh, you know what we completely skipped?
What?
The deaths for this week.
Oh, yes, it's Halloween.
And the
sickle of death walks the land.
I'm afraid so.
Oh boy.
Two beloved television stars from our childhood is gone.
And this is funny. One played a mother and one played a father.
Mm-hmm. Tom Bosley, Mr. C, Mr. Cunningham from Happy Days, has died at 83 from heart failure. I did play the Happy Days theme before the show and also the Leave It to Beaver theme. Because Barbara Billingsley, who played Mrs. Cleaver in Leave It to Beaver, has died at 94 of natural causes. Now, you got me worried just before the show. You told me Barry Bosley died.
I don't know why that Bosley got my mind, okay? Sorry. Didn't mean to freak you out.
You told me Barry Bostwick died. I'm like, Barry Bostwick? What?
Well, Boswick. I was close. Okay,
Bosley.
Sorry.
Bosley.
Bosley. And it was started with a Bos.
Barry. So I looked it up. Barry Bostwick is still very much alive, and so is Abe Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda is still alive, ladies and gentlemen. And we love him. I want to get him on the show.
Yeah, right.
Get a soundbite. God sakes, leave me alone. I'm still alive.
You're still supposed to do that. It said Dwarf and Cheese it over to check on him.
Well, you know, I did actually look around to see if I could find some kind of a soundbite from Abe Vigoda saying that he was alive or something. No, I can't find anything.
Just pull something from Barney Miller with him in it. Just something. I still think it'd be funny.
The most funky bass line in TV theme history. Barney Miller. So anyway.
Yeah, but it was a really cool bass line.
Francisco Franco? Who is Francisco Franco?
General? Well, yeah, for a very long time.
General Izimo? Who is that?
Well, he was a general in the French War, I believe.
Oh. Okay.
He's been very dead. Powdered by now, I believe.
The dictator of Spain, says Chenarella.
Okay, there you go.
You know who else is dead? Who I found very shocking?
Who?
Elvis.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hun. Been under a rock lately or something?
They say the SARS virus can last for 7 days on a toilet. And ladies and gentlemen, that is 6 days longer than Elvis. Oh!
Oh, hon.
Bad joke.
I can't believe you did that joke.
It's a bad joke. It's all right, though. Six days longer than Elvis. Oh, God. You know the difference between me and, Mama Cass?
What?
I can eat a sandwich.
Choke
on a ham sandwich.
I'm sorry, guys. I would frap him, but he's upstairs. I have to put the headphones down, run upstairs, which I do not. And frap him and then come back down. And the show would be over before I got up there.
And the boy, of course, wouldn't dare.
He's waving his hand. I think he might do it.
He wouldn't dare.
Will you go up and frap him? Just frap him. The boy's going up to frap him.
Oh, he thinks he's coming up here.
This is going to be amazing.
Come on, boy. Come and... I'll kill you!
Trust me, this goes on. This is normal.
Get out of the room!
He's probably giving him a wedgie right about now. And then the dog proceeds to bite the kid in the ass.
Gentle one, boy, nothing.
I'll hit you. Well, I'm sorry, hon.
21 there.
Here, they want to hear you. Say hi.
Hello, people. My name is Eric Rasmussen. And I...
He is the boy.
All this world... And domination! Out in front!
Right, back to your
No!
Dog, get him!
Get him, Harry! Get him!
Okay, stop. No, all right. He taught the dog how to bite him in the ass when he was like 7 or 8. He'd wrap himself up like a sausage in a blanket, and he'd get on the floor, and he'd inch across, and the dog would bark and bark, you know. And the only thing that was... The highest point on Eric was his butt. So so the dog would grab the blanket around his butt area and yank, and Eric would giggle and laugh and think it was all funny.
So, of course,
until one day the dog, you know, came in contact with flesh underneath the blanket, and it was, gosh, game on at that point.
Yeah.
So now, anytime there's any activity in the house, like rough playing or horse herding around, and the dog gets in it, he makes a beeline for that kid's butt. I swear, every time.
Gosh, you, Harry. All right, Harry, that's enough.
All right, baby. Go tell him it's all right. All right. So, yeah.
That was funny.
That's our amusement.
That was quite humorous. Looks like
it
I gotta
says
make
we
a...
don't play with our kids.
Looks like I'm gonna have to make a trip down to Best Buy tomorrow. Damn MP3 player I bought for him. And I thought it was pretty cool. It's an MP3 player, a video player, and a camera.
Yeah, I think just up and quit. Do you still have the receipt?
No, probably not. But I can just go in. It's one of the things that they sell right near the registers. It was like $50. I'm just going to go in and go, you know what? I bought this thing like 2 weeks ago. And it's dead.
Yeah.
Just see if they'll give me a new one for it or something. I don't know.
Or something. Yeah, that's not cool. I mean, it just up and quit. And he's been taking really good care of it.
Yeah, it's dead. So, anyway.
It really upset him about that. He didn't, you know.
Yeah, I hooked it up.
Frustrated him.
Yeah, I hooked it up to the computer, and the computer's not even recognizing it. I put it on my charger. You know, it has the same mini USB that I use to charge the phone. And it's not getting anything from it, so I'm just going to have to bring it back to Best Buy tomorrow, I guess. They're usually pretty good about those kind of things, especially if you just want to exchange and mm-hmm. not looking for money back. Hey, look, I just want another one, you know? So.
Yeah, because he was, like, really ecstatic, and he thought that was pretty cool you got yeah. that for him. See, the I got him an MP3 player a while ago, and he... It was just an off cheapy brand, you know. And it had a little, toggle button type thing in the center of the pad that yeah. used it to. Well, that little button disappeared. And whoops. Without it, he couldn't scroll through nothing.
Right.
And he could still use it and it would play, but he had no control over what, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it became a. An iPod Nano, then, huh?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
What song's next? We don't know. There's no display.
And we just got it. He used the money that he worked for, believe it or not, he worked for it, and got a nice pair of headphones.
Mm-hmm. Just so we can listen to it.
Skull Candy headphones. I don't know what it is with the kids now. They don't like the earbuds.
Nope, they want full coverage that, you know...
They want full headphones, and...
So they can get hit by a car when they're walking down the street.
Well, same thing with the earbuds, but I couldn't understand it until I saw a couple other kids with them, and I was like, whoa? So,
So, yeah, I'll head down there tomorrow and just exchange it for another one. I'm sure they won't give me any problems about
well,
it.
Well, because damn... Chad's saying those earbuds hurt. Well, that's
yeah, they do after a while, yeah.
Well, he doesn't just wear them out any place. I mean, he wears them around, you know, when he's here at the house, when he's on his computer, he'll put them on so he can hear his music.
Mm-hmm.
So they do a dual purpose.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anything else we need to talk about before we sign off?
Wish me luck.
Oh, you'll be fine, and you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, I kind of feel a little better. You know, I posted on Facebook.
Well, you thought you were going to go down there, and you're going to be all alone and not hang out with anyone, but you posted on the forums or on Facebook or whatever, and a few of them responded back saying, oh, we're all going to hang out. You come on down. We'll have fun, you know. Be sociable.
Yeah, basically, I just said, you know, I'm not a social butterfly. I'm more like a moon moth. You know, I'll be in the corners and where the shadows are.
Right. Oh, yes, Cheddarella, thank you very much. The Stabby Awards are underway. We're going to give the nominations like another week. I never did put out a time when the awards are going to be given. So we're gonna give the nominations one more week. Tell your friends, tell your guildmates, tell your enemies. Kithacore.org.
Well, why don't we put it? They have up till next show to put in their votes, and then the show after that will announce.
Right. Yeah. So we're gonna still take nominations. Kithacore.org, and you'll see the link right there. The first link says the Stabby Awards. Make your nominations. We have 24 responses so far, but you know, not all of the things have been covered. But yep, nominate for your favorites. We'll start voting next week. As soon as the show starts, I'll put up the polls for people to vote.
Domino wants to know what happens to the awards won by developers who don't work at Sony anymore.
Well, I will. They can. I don't know. It's not a physical award, it's just an image. But yeah, if the folks from Sony can, we have a few quest things and the most badass looking weapon. If folks can, tell me who it was from, we'll of course mention the names, and I'm sure there are some people at Sony that can tell, hey, you won an award, go check out this website. I'm sure folks would be nice enough to do that for me. I'm sure they'll do that.
I haven't thought of one to nominate. How many nominations do we have so far?
Well,
24?
Well, I haven't. We have 24 responses. Some of them.
Ah.
Most of them is for Guildhall. There were a couple there for Personal House. A few for. It's mostly Guildhall and House. There were a few there for the. The Green Mist actually got a few nominations for a badass looking weapon.
Yeah, it is a pretty badass looking weapon. I would have to go back through my quests to remember the ones that I really liked. There's some that you do, you go, wow, that was really enjoyable, I liked that quest, and then I never remember what it was.
Yep. So one more week for nominations, and we'll set up the polls, and people can start voting, and we will make that, we will announce the winners on the 2nd of November.
That'd be good.
Mm-hmm. So, kithacore.org, tell your friends, tell your guildmates, tell your groupmates, tell your enemies.
Your enemies?
Enemies. Pass it around. Shout it from the rooftops. We even get a plug from Sony.
Dun, dun, dun.
We even get a plug for Sony on this. If this works out, hell, we're going to do it every year.
Why not?
Okay.
There has to be something you have that's a favorite. Nominate it.
Right. Let me get to the site here. So we're looking for... scroll up here. The Best Roleplay Tavern. That's a public open RP tavern and club. The Best Decorated Private House. Best Decorated Guild Hall. And for stuff from Sony, the Best Quest Ever. The Most Wrong NPC. We actually got a couple nominations for an NPC that is no longer in the game.
What about Instance?
I'd like to
nominate Unrest. I still enjoy Unrest. The whole thing. It's an interesting storyline.
Yeah, it's a little late for me to put that in there. Now we'll think about it for next year, though.
Woof!
I'm sorry. Stuff's already got going here, and I've got enough categories, I think. Best quest reward, most badass looking weapon, and the best seasonal event. Funny how I haven't heard from Lyra yet. Best seasonal event.
Really?
I have not seen a A response from Lyra.
I have not seen her in the channel lately. Have we lost her Frostfell Elf?
I don't think so. But anyway, yeah, we're going to go down that for another week. And we'll see you next week, folks, for the Jethel Horror Silverwing Shocktober Repo
Show. Extravaganza.
The Genetic Rotunga.
Yeah, Lyra goes into hiding during Knights of the Dead. That's what I thought. She doesn't like Knights of the Dead.
Interesting.
And I still like the catch line. Don't let the dead get you. I like it.
All right. Oh, wait a minute. Ah, damn it. I almost forgot to put in our ending shtick. Into the lineup here. We can't go without that.
Can't do that.
All right, folks. We'll see you next week for the Halloween show. Have a good week. Say goodnight, Elquin.
Goodnight, Elquin.
Well, that's it. You wasted another night tuned into the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesehead Nibblebun.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. IRC Chat, hosted by Global Gamers. The Jethel Silverwing Show is produced by a sack of walnuts, a package of expired Twinkies, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, some weird guy named Biff who wears a trench coat in a dark alley behind the school down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Make sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.